This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
First date follow-up.
For today's first date follow-up, two of the most stressed out people went out on a date together, and now one of them is not getting a call back.
Uh-oh.
I said that because Kelly is the name of the woman who's on the phone for our first date follow-up today. She's not getting a call back from a guy named Barry. And the reason I say they're some of the most stressed out people in the world is I guess both of them are single parents. That's what they kind of bonded over when they met and went out on their date, because they're both single parents and they're like, man, I can relate. Life is hard right now. Before we get into your date, how long has it been since you talked to Barry?
It's been 3 weeks.
So how did you guys meet?
So we actually met at a daycare. We're both single parents and we basically see each other every day.
Oh, okay.
And and one day we started talking and, you know, had a conversation, and that's kind of how we started talking to each other.
That's rare, actually, that you actually kind of knew each other beforehand based off of somewhere where you guys go, and it wasn't you were on Tinder and some guy was like, oh, you're a single mom, huh? Cool. Let's go out.
I guess it was like old school way of meeting someone.
Who asked who out? He asked you out or you asked him out?
So I don't know. It was kind of a mutual thing. You know, we started talking about the struggles of being a single parent and decided to grab some coffee.
That's cute.
So, yeah.
And how was it?
It was good. I mean, you know, it wasn't like a date, but, you know, we grabbed coffee and it felt like it had some dating implications.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just a friendly coffee, so to speak, if that makes sense. So
you're sure it was like considered a date on his part? Because he's the one not calling you back. Coffee's iffy territory when you make it a date.
Yeah, well, I definitely flirted with him. There was definitely some flirting going on.
All right. So how long has it been since you've heard from him?
It's been about 3 weeks, which is to me super weird considering all the communication that we had beforehand.
And he hasn't responded to you at all?
No, not at all. The last, basically the end of the date, I just asked him if he wanted to grab coffee again sometime. But other than that, I haven't heard back.
Well, why do you think he's not calling you back though? What happened? Like, you know how you're on a date and sometimes you can tell the other person's really not into you. Could you tell if he was like into you, like you were into him?
I mean, I thought he was, but it could have been, I mean, maybe I was flirting too much. Like I said, it wasn't a date, but I definitely, you know, it was coffee. It was friendly. It was like my only way to really.
During the date, you can't think of a time where maybe the vibe got like weird.
Like I said, I'm thinking maybe the flirting maybe was a little off.
If it was a date, you would think you would want the flirting.
Right.
That's why I'm thinking maybe he didn't think it was a date. Or since my first instinct after you said the last thing that you guys said to each other after getting coffee was, hey, let's get coffee again sometime. I was like, that would feel like not a date to me.
Well,
or that I didn't pass the first coffee and we're not going to dinner now. Now it's just like, hey, we're coffee buddies, you know?
True. Maybe, I mean, perhaps I was friend zoned.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I really want to know what's going on with Barry because, like, he was really sweet. He was a gentleman. As a single parent, he kind of understands the struggles of, like, you know, day-to-day life as a parent, you know, not having that significant other. And I don't know, I just felt like we had a lot in common. I thought we had common ground. And, you know, I'm a little discouraged that, you know, I haven't heard from him. And he was also the perfect height. You know,
oh, that's
I love
important.
Tall men. Taller than me, and I'm only 5'3", so...
Oh, I'm okay. 5', so, yeah. You know, put heels on me, and I'm
5'1".
still really short, so
all right.
Doesn't take much for me.
All right, we'll try to figure it out for you. Play a song, come back, and then call him and get your first date follow-up, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll do it next. It's the Jubal Show. Kelly is on the phone, and Kelly isn't getting a call back from a dude named Barry. Mm-hmm. They met at their kid's daycare. They struck up a conversation and they've known each other for kind of a little bit casually. And then they decided to go out for coffee. Mm-hmm. She said coffee was the most amazing experience of her life.
Ever.
And she was pretty sure she was ready to get down on one knee and propose to him right there in the middle of that indie coffee shop. She said that she liked him a lot. They went out for coffee, had a good time. They're both single parents. They bonded over that. They bonded over a bunch of other things. He's the perfect height. She likes that too. And now he's not calling her back. It's been 3 weeks. And how they ended things was she said, "Hey, let's go get coffee again sometime." And he said, "Sure." And that's it. So sure. She's wondering what happened. And you really can't think of anything like awkward or weird.
I don't know. I really think maybe I came on too strong.
Guys like that, though.
Yeah, guys dig too strong.
The strongest.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to dial his phone right now and get him on the phone and see if we can figure it out. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, may I speak to Barry, please?
This is Barry. Who's this?
How are you, Barry? This is the Jubal Show. My name is Jubal.
And my name is Alex.
What are you calling for exactly?
We're calling you because we do a segment on the show called First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and then you ghost them after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And you went out on a date with a woman named Kelly.
Yeah, I did.
Yes, you did. And Kelly said that she really enjoyed your date, but it's been 3 weeks and you have not responded to a single text or phone call from her.
Yeah, I honestly, I probably should have contacted her back at some point, but...
Well, why aren't you calling her back?
I didn't want to really... It's been kind of hard recently, just in my personal life, so just that played into it, you know, a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. Is it anything that you could talk to us about? Because she really liked you a lot.
You know, it's kind of a hard topic to talk about. I just don't know if I want to bring that up, to be quite honest with you.
I mean, if you're really not comfortable enough, then you don't have to tell us.
I get it. So my therapist actually brought this up and said I had to start talking about this. I just have to open up. And I guess that's going to be with you.
Your therapist told you got to start talking about something, and this is the reason that you're not calling Kelly back. Did you like Kelly?
I did, yeah. Actually, I think Kelly's a great person. I see her every day, and honestly, I wish I had more, you know, I wish I would have just called her back. But, and, you know, and under maybe different circumstances, I think I'd probably like to see her again.
Oh,
just, okay. This one's rough, so.
All right, well, we can just tell her you weren't interested.
No, see, and that's the problem, because I am interested. So, like I said before, I think my therapist really wants me to talk about it.
And, do you want to talk about it now?
It's my wife is the issue.
You're married?
No, not entirely. I was married, and she passed away not too long ago.
Oh.
So it's a little bit different. It's a twist on her.
Damn, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, when I met Kelly, it was fun, and I really knew I liked her, but it also scared me that I liked her. So
yeah, I could definitely see that.
Yeah, the idea of moving on is it's difficult, and I feel guilty.
How long has it been?
No, it's been a year.
Oh man,
a year.
Well, if you feel like that, and you know, you've obviously talked to your therapist about it, and she or he feels that you need to talk to people about it, then would you be open to possibly going out with her again?
I would definitely go out with her again, but at the same time, I kind of feel bad about wanting to do that. So it's
So did you talk to your therapist about that after the date?
I did. I did mention it. We brought it up, and in talking with him, he just said, and I kind of knew he would say this, and he said that I have to just kind of get back to a normal life, and that I have to be okay with this decision and make peace with the fact that I'm just not a bad person for wanting something new and wanting to move on and heal. Mm-hmm. So,
and it's very normal, I feel like, what you're feeling. And then once you do, you know, find someone, if you do, that you fall in love with again, then I believe that if it's, you know, the right person for you, that it'll feel good. It won't feel bad. It won't feel, you know, obviously this was like the first date, and that, you know, that's different than what I'm talking about, but you will feel good and happy and like, you know.
So that's the thing. We went out and I actually felt good for once. It's been quite a while. I didn't actually feel guilty while I was there, but it was just, I don't know, it was a good experience. And then I just started thinking about it. It was crazy.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
And I know that was incredibly hard. I will tell you this, though. Kelly is actually on the phone listening, and she wants to talk to you.
I'm sorry. So Kelly's on the line, and she knows what's going on? Or?
Yeah, she's been listening.
Well, you know, I'm actually glad she was on the line and she heard it. And honestly, she deserves to know it. I shouldn't have ignored her, so at least she knows why now. Kelly, are you there?
Hey, Barry. I'm here. I'm so sorry to hear about your wife.
I appreciate that. It's okay. It's really just not your fault, you know?
Yeah, I didn't realize what was going on. And if I had known, I definitely would not have pressed on, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody saw that coming. Are you sure you're good, Barry?
I am. I'm getting better by the minute.
Now that you know why he wasn't calling you back, I mean, do you have anything to say to him at all? Obviously, you can't blame him, right?
No, not at all. At the very least, you know, I'd love, Barry, I would love for us to be friends and grab coffee again. But, you know, obviously, take our time. It really doesn't have to go anywhere. I totally understand. I really did like you, though. So if you do decide to take things a little further with me down the road, you know, I'd love to revisit that. And, you know, we can just go at your pace.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. But I got to be honest with you. I really do want to go on a date with you.
You do? Okay. All right. Then, Barry, would you like to go on another date with Kelly? We'll pay for it.
Yeah.
You guys.
She's awesome. I might not know that, but she is.
Well, I really hope the best for both of you, and you find complete happiness and love and everything and all
for
that.
For sure. Let us know how it goes. Keep us updated.
All right, thanks.
Absolutely.
Hey, if you want to have a fun date, next time, take your top off. The top off of a Mac and Jack app.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.